Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. Mount Stuart is a grand grey stone house set on the edge of Strangford Loch and surrounded by sumptuous gardens of world renown. It was once the beloved home of Lady Edith Londonderry, a noted and influential society hostess and the charismatic founder of the Women's Legion. During the First World War, she helped to recruit a vast khaki-uniformed pool of women prepared to undertake work previously done by men, and thereby freeing them to fight. Lorraine Burke of the Public Records Office of Northern Ireland looks after Lady Edith's papers.
Her papers in Prony, you know, give a real insight to her as a person. She was very intelligent, very inquisitive, very informed. She had a magnetic personality. She had a very privileged upbringing. She really, you know, did not need to concern herself with promoting women's rights, but it was something that she felt very, very strongly about. Edith had her first season in 1897, and it was at that time that she met Charles, the eldest son of the 6th Marquess of Londonderry, but romance blossomed between them at a slightly later stage. The marriage and the engagement and Lady Edith's dress and her trousseau was widely covered in Country Life and various other magazines. Apparently her bridesmaids' dresses were lovely as well, hats of pastel pink trimmed with pink tulle and white ostrich tips. It's interesting just seeing her earlier jottings. She makes the point women hold professional roles, they're doctors, they would have the power to sign a certificate of insanity against a man, depriving him of his vote, but yet they can't vote themselves. So Lady Edith, I think, at an early stage after the outbreak of war, realised that in a way, war presented an opportunity for women to expand upon the roles that they had in society and to play a direct part in the war effort. She herself had a role in the Women's Volunteer Reserve, but very quickly became disillusioned with the organisation of that group and formed her own organisation, the Women's Legion. And in time then, you see women doing the work that men would have done to free up men to go and fight directly at the front. So you see women working on buses, delivering the post, working on farms, and also having actual military roles, working for the British Army, working first of all as cooks and then working as mechanics and dispatch drivers. And Lady Edith, she was the driving force and public face of the organisation. So Lady Edith's husband, Charles, had been a member of the Royal Horse Guards, the Blues, but left to pursue a career in politics. He was Conservative MP for Maidstone. When war broke out, though, he was very anxious to do his bit for the war effort. She used her influence with her friend General Pulteney, who was commander of the British Third Corps, and persuaded him to take Charles on as his aide-de-camp. She felt that he might have a safer time than if he was in the trenches. And within Prony we have Lord Castlereagh's letters to Lady Edith and hers in return, which is lovely to have. In 1915 he does return to his regiment. He returns as second in command of the Blues. He's promoted to major in time. And there's a lovely letter at the time when he's writing to Lady Edith. He's apologising for the anxiety that he's causing her, and he's very open. He says, "I am no tiger for battle," he said, "but I would rather that you be anxious for me than ashamed of me." Just as a measure of the influence that she had, it's interesting to look at some travel documents here. You know, here's a document signed by the French ambassador at the time, pass signed by General Sir John Cowan's Quartermaster General himself. This lady, Lady Londonderry, shall travel and be exempted from search and proceeding to the continent. You know, she was in effect granted carte blanche. She was a magnet. She clearly had a forceful personality. She was as comfortable talking to an 80-year-old horticulturist as she was to a contemporary and a woman of the same standing of herself in society. She really was a force to be reckoned with.
Mount Stuart, in County Down. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War I.